Tesvav of Av, Friday the 16th of August, Rabbi Yeshua Hartman, Tu B'Av.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Okay, nice to see a tzibur coming, even during holiday. Okay, I'm not going to repeat what was said till now, but if you look at the six reasons that the Gemara and Maseches Tanis gives, they're covering a period over 1,000 years. So the question is, when did it start? The Gemara gives six reasons. One, that the Shvatim were allowed to get married to each other. That was already in the Dor HaMidbar. And then that the Meisei HaMidbar stopped dying. Again, that's Dor HaMidbar. And then that Haruge Beitar were brought to Kvura. That's 52 years after Chulban Bayis Sheni. That's 1,000 years later. And then the going back a few hundred years earlier, that the Shevet of Binyamin were allowed to get married to each other. The Binyamin Shevet, they were rejoined to Am Yisrael. And Bekitza, the question then is, so when did it start? There's a question, for those 1,000 years, was it Tu B'Av or wasn't it Tu B'Av? So the Gvur Sari in Tainis asks something similar. The Gemara says over there, who would ask questions from, who would borrow clothes from who? A Bas Kohen Gadol would borrow clothes from a Melech. We had a Kohen Gadol at the time of the Churban. We're speaking of Haruge Beita. There was no Kohen Gadol, there was no Melech. So what's going on? So when did Tu B'Av start? And it's the Pashas, they're not arguing each other. That's what the Rashbam says in Bo'Vasa. The Gemara also appears in Bo'Vasa, the Kuf Kavalef on the base. The Rashbam says they're not arguing with each other. Everybody agrees to everybody. So when did it start? So if it would be a year or two difference, no. It's over 1,000 years difference. So I said, to answer that question, I want to say something that my son told me. I'm sorry? No, that's no problem. Many things happen on Tisha B'Av. But we know when it started. It started in Chet HaRagli. Just many things happen throughout the Jewish history on Tisha B'Av. That's fine. But here the question is, which...
Also before that.
No, but here the question is, what started Tu B'Av? That's already a different question. Now, I'm going to say there's a halacha that kicked in last night. Anybody know what I'm referring to? Halacha that kicked in last night. A scary halacha, guys. In the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Zay, I'm showing the oil here. A Shulchan Aruch of Rabbi Joseph Campbell and Rabbi Moshe Izalish. It's a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Zay, let me read you the halacha. Last night it kicked in. Off the press. I'll read you what it says. It's in Yeridea, Siman Resh Mevav, Sif Kav Gimel. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch starts with the famous Lashon of the Rambam of learning at nights throughout the whole year. Mishe Roitze Liskot Bekisu Shel Torah. If anybody wants to acquire the crown of Torah, Yizaher B'Chol Eilosav. He should be careful with all his nights. V'lo Yabed Achazman. Afilo Achazman. He shouldn't lose even one night. B'Sheinai, meaning I guess oversleep. Achila Shtia Sich V'Kayetzem. Ela B'Di V'Chochma V'Tamu Torah. Okay, a person should be very, very cautious about learning at nights if he wants to acquire the crown of Torah. And then the Ramah, Rav Moshe Izalish says, Hagah, ki ein adam loimed rov chachmoso ki im balayla. It's still quoting the Lashon of the Ramah, that your main chachma you learn at nights. Interesting. Rav Hutnas Atzal explains it. What does it mean, the crown of Torah? If you want your whole life to be conducted through Torah, under the reign of Torah, under the leadership of Torah, namely, he brings it out by showing an example by the Tzibur. We have two authorities in Am Yisrael who are in charge of the day-to-day life of Am Yisrael. The Melech and the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin are the halachic authority, and the Melech is the Divrei Rishus authority. What does Divrei Rishus mean? Things which are not halacha per se, but should we make war? Should we not wage war? Should we do this? Should we do that? Two different authorities in Am Yisrael. Amalek, who's in charge of the running of the country day in, day out, and the Sanhedrin. Parallel. But there's halacha. Who appoints the Malach? Says it to Sefta, the Rambam brings it down to halacha. The Sanhedrin appoint the Malach. Which shows that it all goes back to Torah. Even the day-to-day activities should be based on Torah Hashkafa, and that's brought up by the halacha that the Sanhedrin are the ones who appoint the Malach. That's how it is on the national level. On an individual level, the same thing. If you want that Torah should guide your life, not only on Basam Chalav, Hilchos Shabbos, all very important, but on day-to-day life issues. Should I send my kid to this school or to that school? Should I go on a holiday or I shouldn't go to holiday? If you want that your life should be, your whole life, conducted through Torah, that is called Keset Torah. That everything's under the kingdom of Torah. How do you acquire that kind of crown? If you want Torah to go, so to speak, beyond its natural boundaries, beyond the Arba Amos of Halacha, and you want Torah to be leading your life on anything that you make and decide, so you have to invest beyond natural hours. During the day, everybody works. Like you say, 9 to 5. That's normal. Going beyond those hours, at night, when everybody starts taking it easy, people go to the movies, theater, watch, you know, play a game, whatever. When then you learn Torah, so you're allowing the Torah to expand beyond its natural hours, meaning your learning of Torah is going beyond its natural hours, and you get in return a Torah which expands beyond its natural locations. That's how come learning at night enables you to have a Keset Torah. That's how Rav Huttner Zatzal and Pachad Yitzchak Shavuos explains the Rambam, the link between learning at night and receiving Keset Torah. Learning beyond conventional hours will give you a Torah that goes beyond its conventional boundaries. And day-to-day issues, shiduchim, anything, will be conducted through Torah if you give Torah what, more than what's conventional. Whatever you put in, that's what you get back. Every drop of yigia, toil, will be matched by what you get back in return. Okay. That's the first part. But then the Rama says the second halacha. Guys, look how today we're so far from it. I'll read it to you. I'm keeping on reading the Rama. Yesh la'adam la'tchil l'mod b'layla mitu ba'a ve'elach. Start learning at nights from tuba. Okay, let's go. No, come on. No phones, we're going to learn now. From tuba onwards. That's what it says. That you got to learn from Tu B'Av at nights. Uman, look, here comes the scary part. It's brought down in the Rama. Uman delo mosif. What does that mean? Uman delo mosif. Whoever doesn't add to learn, Yosif. What does Yosif mean? So I'll tell you what the Shach says. Kulamar yamut belo ito. He'll die prematurely. Hashem yachad. So I'm just pointing out, it's halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. If it's like a Hasidish sefer that says it, I come from Hasidish background, it's fine. If it's a Chumrah, fine. It's halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi, I'll show it to you. And let me show you the picture. You see here? Here's the Shulchan Aruch. Right? This is Rabbi Yosef Karo and Rabbi Moshe Solish. Right, here they are. Sif Kav Gimel. Here it is. The Rama and the Shulchan Aruch. Chavra, it's unreal. And people don't know this. Now's the time that everybody goes on holiday. Yeah. And they who knows if they crack a sefer open even. It says from Tu B'Av onwards to start learning at nights more. And to add, because, I'll explain why, it's the same Gemara of Tanis that was quoted earlier. It's the Gemara in Tani says it right after it mentions the six things that happen on Tu B'Av. The Gemara, I wish the last Amud on Tani's. Again, let me show it to you guys. Here, the last Amud of Maseches Tani's. You see? See? Okay? Okay, those who are listening online maybe can't see it. Is it on video?
Yeah.
Ah! So then you can see it. Rabbi, say, what does it say? It gives the six reasons of what happened in Tu B'Av. Again, covering a period of over 1,000 years. And then it says, Mikan Ve'elach, the Moisif Yosef. Says Rashi, what's Mikan Ve'elach? Michamisha Sabah Ve'elach, the Moisif Leilu Siyamim, the nights are getting longer, so you have to learn Torah at nights. Udelo Moisif Yosef. If he doesn't learn at nights, Lasik Matur Balelois, and says, what does it mean Yosef? The Torah says again, Tigbar Ime, that young, his mother will bury him. That's what the Torah says. So if when the Gemara says that, you could say, it's not, you know, it's the Ma'ira, the Tzibur. It's not real. But it's Halacha and the Shulchan Aruch. Again, where's the Shulchan Aruch? If anybody's going to ask you, let me tell you again where it is. Yoredea, Hilchus Talmud Torah appear in the Yoredea part. Yoredea, Siman Reish Mem Vav, Seif, Kav Gimel. 23. So again, Yoredea, 2, 4, 6. Okay, that's, you know, the even numbers, 2, 4, 6. Okay, good. 2, 4, 6. Halacha, Kev Gimel, 23. The Ramah, over there on the spot. And the Shach, it's, guys, it's serious. It's also, as mentioned before, it's to bring out, also to get ready for Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. But what can you say, guys? That's part of the goals that we live in. Mm-hmm. We live in a place that, you know, in my mind, I always say, what sounds like the biggest two opposites in the world? The biggest, like black and white? Tall, short? August and Elul.
Yes.
Don't they give you opposite feelings?
I do, for sure.
August, hey! Free! Let's have fun!
Yes.
Elul! Mm. Sometimes it comes out the same month.
I do,
yeah. This year, August is Av, Baruch Hashem. And Elul is September. September, Elul, okay, that's a shirach. That could go. But Rabbi said, this is something which is good to remember. So, let's go back to the issue. So what is Tu B'Av really about? Because after the Gemara brings down the six things that happen, the Gemara goes on saying, yes?
Sorry, if we have to start on Tu B'Av, that means there must be an end time.
No, 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 it's a good question. Maybe when the nights start getting short again. Again, the Gemara doesn't point out, I was thinking about it also, Mr. Levy, the same question. When does it stop?
The next Tu B'Av when you have to do more.
Maybe constantly going on and on and on. Maybe. But it's a good point. But since the reason is that nights are getting longer, I would imagine that it stops when the nights are getting shorter. So here, my son, Reb Chanoch Doiv, who's a Meshiv in Yeshiva's Chevron, he has something very interesting to point out. What is really Tu B'Av about? So he says something very, very interesting, Chava. Tu B'Av is really the week after Tisha B'Av, meaning when it's brought down that a Tisha B'Av ends by Tu B'Av. It's like the Shiva Chas V'Shalom of Tu B'Av is going on. You know, there's a Shiva, and it's over on Tu B'Av. If you count Tisha B'Av as well, it's over on Tu B'Av. Comes the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Bo, on the Pasuk, Zoyz Chukas HaPesach, says something amazing. He says, you know how come Bayis Sheni was destroyed? So we all know it was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Everybody knows that, right? It's like Ryan Yuma. The Chofetz Chaim says Sinas Chinam means Lashon Hara. Right? Says the Beis Levi, that's not the root of the issue. You know what the root of the issue is? I'll read you his Lashon. Beis HaMikdash Sheni Chareb Mipnei Shenischatshu BeYisrael Katat Zdukim. In the time of Bayis Sheni started, and there was Sinas Chinam, but that was a result of something earlier. What was the something earlier? The Zdukim. How do you say Zdukim in English?
Sadducees.
Okay, so we'll stick to Zdukim if you don't mind. Okay? Okay, good. It says, the Rambam in Hichos Yom Kippurim is Bimei Bayis Sheni Tzatza Haminus Yisrael. That's how the Rambam calls it. Bimei Bayis Sheni, at the time of the Second Temple, Tzatza Haminus Yisrael. Minus means apikorsus. That's what it is. It's the Tzdukim that started that. Before the Misyamni. Shekichashu be'emunas u'be'kabolas chazal b'toyah shebal peh. They denied the Messiah of Teresh Malpeh. Upirshu Torah kifi sichlam ativi. They explain the Torah according to their logical understanding. Vaydeze nechalku Yisrael lekitos. So Am Yisrael got divided because of that to different groups. Venasa pirud ben alvavos, and it caused a machlokes amongst the hearts. Veravta sina v'amachlokes, and therefore it was an increase the sina and the discord. Vezel shegoram hachulban. And that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Wow! So says the Beis HaLevi, it all started with not having enough emuna in Torah Shebaal Peh. And not believing the Mesorah of Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Tzedukim started coming saying, let's explain the Torah the way we understand it. That is the root which caused everything else after which happened. Could you imagine, of course, if some people suddenly deny Torah Shebaal Peh, and others accept the Torah Shebaal Peh, that's a cause of tremendous machlekes and sina. So yes, it was sinas chinam. But sinas chinam is the fruit. What's the root? Rhymes. Fruit. Root. What's the root of it? The tzedukim and the lack of emuna and mesara of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what the Beis HaLevi says of Pashas Boy. And he goes on the Beis HaLevi. V'alken tzichim Yisrael kodem ha-geula, therefore before the redemption comes, letakeno yisrochet, to rectify that sin, shegoram lehem achuban, which caused them to be, which caused their destruction. V'hu akfirah b'Torah Shebaal Peh. V'ayin shom shelebasof agolus yitorer, v'yeh ikara yitgabrut shel yetzara b'oto chet. V'hu akfirah b'Torah Shebaal Peh. Says, look, says the Beis HaLevi, towards the end of Golus, he's referring to our days, nowadays, you'll see the main yetzara is against Torah Shebaal Peh, which you see today, which is, I don't think the rabbis, I don't think the rabbis have it right. I don't think, you know, things change. You can't stick to what once the rabbis used to say. That's what's going on today, says the Beis HaLevi. Because before the Geula comes, the Yetzirah is going to be fighting against exactly this point, the Mesara of Torah Shebaal Peh, and believing to Chachmei Yisrael. But through the Jewish people getting strong in their emuna, and they will increase their learning in Torah Shebaal Peh. So those who will have remain with the emuna, a minute please, they're gonna receive the redemption. And the main concern will be about believing Torah Shebaal Peh. Hepech divrei tzedukim shayu b'zman achurban. Ad kan divrei kotshoi of the Beis HaLevi. So meaning, what does it come out? That at once the churban happened, of bayis sheni, which is because of sinas chinam, and the root of it was the tzedukim who didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. Once the Tisha B'Av era is over, which is today, we're starting now to be engrossed in learning Torah Shebaal Peh. Here comes the learning at nights. Why, what we say? And that's how it will connect everything together, what we say, Mitzvah Hashem. Learning at nights, as you know, what we say, even though when it says in the Pirkei Avos that 48 ways how to buy Torah, and one of them is miyun achila, not eating a lot, miyun tzicha, not talking a lot, but one is mentioned, which will be the point that we're speaking about, miyun shena, sleeping less. So that's what I'm going to decide today. If I can see anybody sleeping here today, I'm not going to wake him up. Usually I wake up people. Today I'm not going to wake him up. You know what? Because probably he was up at night and he was learning last night. So I'm a camel. I'm not like I'm schools. But what I say, the manifestation of toiling of Torah, the manifestation is sacrificing your sleep. Again, not to the degree that you won't function. Of course not. But sleeping less. That is the manifestation of what you're willing to offer for Torah. Rabbi, I'll give you an example. It's not our sugya today, but Shavuos, we all know, why do we stay up the whole night? Okay, no phones, Chavah, no phones now. No phones. The what?
B'nai Yisrael slept.
Now, Rabbi, let's think. 2 million people fall asleep. Is that what you're saying? And take any 2 million people in the world. Take any 2 million people in the world, I can tell you that about 30,000 who are up every night. At least. A doctor, a woman have to give birth, other things can happen. And take any 2 million people in the world, non-Jews or Jews alike. Out of the 2 million, there's a good 30,000, 40,000 people who are up every night. know this any night. All Am Yisrael fell asleep. 2 million people fell asleep. Yeah, right. Like you say in America. Yeah, right. Nobody gave birth that night. There's nobody who had to go to the bathroom. Nobody had nothing. They all fell asleep. Come on. You know that's childish. That's impossible. It's impossible to say that. So what happened then? So how come the 30,000 didn't wake up the other almost 2 million people? What's up, Shah?
They didn't learn more.
Rabbi said because they went to sleep on purpose. They took sleeping pills. Let me explain it. I don't know if they had sleeping pills and they drank wine, whatever it is, by saying, we will not wake up. And if you're up, don't dare wake me up before. Why? Because as we know in Matan Torah, we received only Torah Shebikhtav and not Torah Shebaalpeh. Right? Torah Shebikhtav and not Torah Shebaalpeh. That's no, I'm understanding the Chumah. What does he mean? What does it mean you received one without the other? How can you take one without the other? It's impossible. What does that mean? If I don't have Torah Shebaalpeh, I don't know what makes Tefillin. You should take a pre-etzodah and sukkahs. What does that mean? It's impossible to understand one without the other. But again, explain to everybody that the point is, no, the bottom line, they'll take it. They accept it. Pre-etzodah means an ezra? Fine. Ukshatam rosayadecha means tefillin? Fine. I have no problem doing it. But don't expect me to toil and to stay up at night to figure it out. That I'm not willing to do. It's like someone calls up the rabbi and says, Rabbi, what's the halacha in this kind of case? And the rabbi starts telling him, you know, according to the Rajma, it's like this. According to him, he says, Rabbi, just give me the bottom line, yes or no. Right? That's what Am Yisrael said in Har Sinai. We want the bottom line. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch will take. Bir Halacha, the Mishmura, that we want. We want the bottom line. Yes, no, no, yes. Asa Mutter, that's all what we want to. And they refused to accept the Torah Shebaalpeh. And again, not because let's give them a little limud zchus. It's not because they just want to have an easy life. It's because they were afraid of the enormous responsibility. If we got to decide on our own, we got to figure it out on our own, we're afraid to do that. Right? That's what they said. They were afraid to do it. They said, we want a kushbal always to tell us. You know, before you do brain surgery to someone, you got to make sure you know what you're doing. Any millimeter over there is a life and death situation. So similarly, Am Yisrael rejected the toiling of Torah Shebaalpeh and its toiling because they were afraid of the responsibility. How can we figure out what Hashem wants on our own? That's what happened. That's what happened in Matan Torah. How did they show that they're rejecting the Torah Shebaalpeh? By rejecting the toiling of Torah Shebaalpeh. And what's the manifestation of rejecting the toiling of Torah Shebaalpeh? Sleeping as usual. They made a decision. We are getting up tomorrow. We're going to accept the Torah at 9 a.m. when offices open. And whoever's up should not wake up the other people. That's what happened there. Till Purim. By Purim, they decided that you could figure out a Kodesh Baruch Hu even if everything's silent. It gave us the confidence that we could figure out a Kodesh Baruch Hu's fingerprints even if everything's quiet. No Nevi'im, no open miracles, and yet we figure it out. That's what happened in Purim. So Rabbi said, just going back to what we're saying over here, says the Beis Halevi, what's the avodah of these days? To increase our belief and engagement and learning of Torah Shebaalpeh. Because the reason of the Churban was Sinas Chinam, which started with the Tzedukim, who denied the emes of Torah Shebaalpeh. How do you manifest it, that you're willing to accept upon yourself Torah Shebaalpeh and it's toiling, learning at nights. That's a key chevah. And again, maybe this halach is not so known, but it's halach in Shulchan Aruch in a few places. What's called kviyas itim, to learn in the day and to learn in the night. And the Rambam says that the night is even more particular than the day, to make sure not to waste even one of them. Of course, you're allowed to eat and sleep and so on, but you don't have to overdo it. Night is the time to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu we are willing to invest our free time in understanding your holy Torah.
You mean evenings or really late at night when you should be asleep?
Good question. I would imagine, I think it means once it's Maariv time. Good question, I don't have an answer. When does night start? The Rambam says Leilos. I guess Leilos means when the three stars come out. That's what I would imagine. Yes?
It has to be Del Shabbat. Because you're not allowed to learn Del Shabbat at night.
Very good point. Del Shabbat you can learn at night. Very good. It says Moshe Rabbeinu only knew when is it night, when is it day, when of course Bochotan and Del Shabbat. Very good point. Very good point.
You're not allowed to learn Chumash Rashi at the evening?
Chumash Rashi is Del Shabbat. But Del Shabbat. The moment you go a little bit into Havana, that's already automatically Torah Shabbat.
What is learning Torah
Shabbat? Just Mikra. Just Mikra without understanding.
Learning or reading?
Reading.
Even Mikra is not Aesu Gombo.
It's an Indian. Yeah, it's not Aesu, 100%. 100%. There's bigger of Aesu in life.
No, some say.
I agree with you.
Some say Torah Shabbat, we have a Motor Shabbat.
We have what?
Every
Motzei Shabbos. Okay. The Seder Gomor. So Rabbeinu, let's just sum up the points here. First of all, we're dealing with the group here that comes every morning to learn Torah in the morning, which is Kol HaKavod. By the way, there's also a mitzvah to learn in the day. Let's remember that. And it says Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Siman Kuflun Hei, that when finished morning, davening in the morning, you should go have a set time to learn. Even if you think you're going to make a lot of money. Again, Rabbi, it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Can I ask anybody to bring me a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis? Shkach. Again, I'll read to you the Losh of the Mechaber there. And Shulchan Aruch, it's in Siman Kuf Nun Hey. Shkach, Shkach. Jamie, what's your Hebrew name again?
Chaim.
Okay. Here, let's read the Halacha here. Achar sheyetze mebet haKnesset, after you finish davening in the morning, yilech lebes medrash, you should go to learn, v'yikba et lilmod, and you should have a time to learn, v'tzarei shato et yeh kavua, that time has to be set, shelo yavirenu, you should never cancel it, says Rabbi Yosef Kaur, this time is not the Ramah. Again, here's the picture. Rabbi Joseph Kaur. Says, what he said, af imu savur laharviach harbe. Even if he thinks he'll make a great deal of money by canceling the time of learning that. Says the Chofetz Chaim v'Shebrua, don't worry, everything's min hashamayim, you should be a bal bitochen, you're not going to lose from it. Even though it seems at the first glance, I have the most unbelievable deal now. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says the Rabbi said. In the Shulchan Aruch. Afim usavur larviach harbeh, says the Mishnah Berurah there in Sif Katan Hey, V'ish kazeh umbali amana. Shemamin, he trusts Hashem. Shelo yisal amasein asaf, he won't be losing out the food on this. And he quotes the Yerushalmi, exactly. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael, just to conclude. Oh, good. Okay, someone wants to say like this. On Tu B'Av, the issue is that we accept upon ourselves this yoke of Torah Shabbat Peh. The six events that happen are a manifestation of this cause. And here he went through all six, which we don't have time to go, to show this Nakuda. So the cause was already from day one. I guess immediately after the Chet Me'er Raglim. The cause was already from day one. Its manifestation were six different manifestations over a course of 1,000 years. But the two bows started immediately. And then he goes to explain how all six have to do with accepting upon yourself the yoke of Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay, then that's a whole shiur on its own. And that's the kind of thing goes on immediately afterwards says that after two bow, you should learn at nights. That's the next statement in the Gemara. So you see it's juxtaposed together. Boys, just to conclude, the Chofetz Chaim points out, and I'm sure some of you heard it from me earlier, before, that it says, Adam kiyomus bo'oil, ein divrei Torah miskaimin, ela b'mishamei misatzmo'olel. That Torah is only, could be held by someone that's willing to die for it. Ask the Chofetz Chaim, usually Torah is always compared to life, to Chaim. Here Torah is compared to death. We never find that. It's Chaim in the Machzikibah. Torah is always called Chaim. Why here it says, Ein divrei Torah miskayamin ela b'mi shemein misra tzmona? Says the Chofetz Chaim, a maisa shehaya. What's a maisa shehaya? There were a couple, a husband and wife, running a business. They had a shop, a booming business. People were coming in and out the door the whole time. Baruch Hashem. Well, how did it start? It started at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the husband would go down at 8 o'clock in the morning. By 9 o'clock, he's in the shop with his wife, and they're running the business. One day, he was in davening, and he saw, he noticed, it's already a while ago, but this time he paid attention to it, that the Rav goes, gives a little shiur after davening. So he went to join. He went to shiur, and he liked it. And he was there till 10. In the shop, meanwhile, people were coming in and out, asked the woman, where's your husband? She said, I don't know. I hope he's okay. He's usually here by now. He came at 10 o'clock, back to the shop at 10:15. His wife asked him, what happened? I'll tell you later. He forgot about it. The next day, the same thing. He showed up at 10 o'clock, 10:15. The wife said, about 9:15, 9:20, I'm going to go check out what's happening. She went to the shul, and she saw through the window that he's learning in the shir with the rav. Because he decided to take upon himself this learning time. And she waited patiently outside. And then when he came out, she gave him a Misha Berach, like wives know how to do. And she told him, what are you doing? We have a business to run. We have competitors which are waiting for our downfall. You can't just disappear like this. So he told her, my dear wife, what would have been if I died this morning? Would you have any kindness of me? How come I didn't show up in the shop? I died. No, with the, everybody understands you. With death, you can't argue. False majeur, whatever it's called in French, you can't argue. Let's work it out that from now on, till 10:15, every morning, I'm dead. But instead of a levaya at 10:15, and shiva and chas v'shalom, it's amazing, I'm back at 10:15. But till 10:15, I'm dead. Could you argue with death? No. That's me. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's what Chazal meant. When it comes to death, everybody understands you can't argue with Malcham Elis. He calls the shots. He takes people whenever he wants. And no one could argue with him. Divrei Torah, your set time for learning Torah, it's not negotiable. It's like with dealing with Malcham Elis. And then, Baruch Hashem, there's Tchias Amazim, and you show up. And the wife was Makabel. And that husband, since then, every morning stayed till 10 o'clock in shul. Because he took upon himself, he said, you know, I'm getting older, I gotta start learning. I'm gonna go up to Kodesh Baruch Hu with what? Then I'm gonna go up there. So Rabbi say, at my age, you say, and again, I'm sure you heard it from me before, you gotta cover ground before ground covers you.
Yeah.
Right? We all agree to that one.
Yeah.
The young people, Ari, you don't understand that yet. You're too young. Even though he's covering ground like no one's business. Baruch Hashem. But at our age, you gotta cover ground. Have you sure? Nishtemes? Nishtemes. You gotta cover ground before ground covers you. Rabbi Zai, on that labor to connote, I wanna wish the Olam a good summer. But remember this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, where is it? Remember there? Resh Bevav? Siv Kav Gimel, the Ramadar, and the Shach. It's serious business, Chavit. All the call to the voice.